Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel at Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's good to be with you for 991 days we've been together in God's Word. If you've been with us from the beginning, I know many of you joined us late into this three-year journey through God's Word, and perhaps at the end of this year you'll go back to the beginning and start over with us. Part of the purpose of this project is that at the end of these 3 years, we'll have 1,096 devotionals, and they'll cover every chapter of the Bible. And so they'll be on YouTube and on sermon audio and on these podcasting platforms. Wherever it is you're accessing this, it should remain there, and you can go and search by the chapter. You could look up Ezekiel 27, and you would bring up this devotional, and it would give you an audio video commentary, devotional commentary through a portion of God's Word. And so it's our goal to provide this resource for God's people for years to come, Lord willing. So it's been a pleasure and a privilege to be able to spend this time with you in the Word of God. Let's pray and ask the Lord's help as we go into Ezekiel 27 this morning. Father in heaven, your goodness to us, your patience with us, your kindness to us is overwhelming. It's humbling. We thank you. Father, would you speak to us through Ezekiel 27 today and write this word on our hearts by your Spirit that we might live for your glory in everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Ezekiel 27. The word of the Lord came to me, "Now you, son of man, raise a lamentation over Tyre and say to Tyre, who dwells at the entrances to the sea, merchant of the peoples to many coastlands, thus says the Lord God. O Tyre, you have said, 'I am perfect in beauty.' Your borders are in the heart of the seas. Your builders made perfect your beauty. They made all your planks of fir trees from Senir. They took a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. Of oaks of Bashan they made your oars. They made your deck of pines from the coasts of Cyprus, inlaid with ivory. Of fine embroidered linen from Egypt was your sail, serving as your banner. Blue and purple from the coasts of Elisha was your awning. The inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were your rowers. Your skilled men, O Tyre, were in you. They were your pilots. The elders of Gebal and her skilled men were in you, caulking your seams. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in you to barter for your wares. Persia and Lud and Put were in your army as your men of war. They hung the shield and helmet in you. They gave you splendor. Men of Arvad and Helek were on your walls all around, and men of Gamad were in your towers. They hung their shields on your walls all around. They made perfect your beauty. Tarshish did business with you because of your great wealth of every kind, silver, iron, tin, and lead. They exchanged for your wares. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech traded with you. They exchanged human beings and vessels of bronze for your merchandise. From Beth to Gorma, they exchanged horses, war horses, and mules for your wares. The men of Dedan traded with you. Many coastlands were your own special markets. They brought you payment in ivory tusks and ebony. Syria did business with you because of your abundant goods. They exchanged for your wares emeralds, purple, embroidered work, fine linen, coral, and ruby. Judah and the land of Israel traded with you. They exchanged for your merchandise wheat of Minnith, meal, honey, oil, and balm. Damascus did business with you for your abundant goods because of your great wealth of every kind, wine of Helbon and wool of Sehar, and casks of wine from Uzal. They exchanged for your wares. Wrought iron, cassia, and calamus were bartered for your merchandise. Dedan traded with you in saddle cloths for riding. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar were your favored dealers in lambs, rams, and goats. In these they did business with you. The traders of Sheba and Raama traded with you. They exchanged for your wares the best of all kinds of spices and all precious stones and gold. Haran, Cana, Eden, traders of Sheba, Asher, and Kilnod traded with you. In your market, these traded with you in choice garments, in clothes of blue and embroidered work, and in carpets of colored material, bound with cords and made secure. The ships of Tarshish traveled for you with your merchandise. So you were filled and heavily laden in the heart of the seas. Your rowers have brought you out into the high seas. The east wind has wrecked you in the heart of the seas. Your riches, your wares, your merchandise, your mariners and your pilots, your caulkers, your dealers in merchandise, and all your men of war who are in you, with all your crew that is in your midst, sink into the heart of the seas on the day of your fall. At the sound of the cry of your pilots, the countryside shakes, and down from their ships come all who handle the oar. The mariners and all the pilots of the sea stand on the land and shout aloud over you and cry out bitterly. They cast dust on their heads and wallow in ashes. They make themselves bald for you and put sackcloth on their waist, and they weep over you in bitterness of soul with bitter mourning. In their wailing they raise a lamentation for you and lament over you. Who is like Tyre, like one destroyed in the midst of the sea? When your wares come from the seas, you satisfied many peoples. With your abundant wealth and merchandise, you enriched the kings of the earth. Now you are wrecked by the seas in the depths of the waters. Your merchandise and all your crew in your midst have sunk with you. All the inhabitants of the coastlands are appalled at you, and the hair of their kings bristles with horror. Their faces are convulsed. The merchants among the peoples hiss at you. You have come to a dreadful end and shall be no more forever. Ezekiel 27, this is a long lament over Tyre. And that may seem odd to us. We have this lengthy section here in the middle of Ezekiel about Tyre. And we think about that today and we think, well, what's Tyre? Like, how is that important to my life? What does that have to do with where I'm living? And you know what? That is actually largely the point. Tyre was once wealthy, prominent, gifted, impressive, well-connected, the hub of international trade. And now, what is it? Nothing. Doesn't even exist. Not really, not in any sense that people care about. And so that's a lesson for us about the temporary nature of great human enterprises and the permanent nature of the kingdom of God and the purposes of God. If you've been with us for Revelation, you should notice some parallels between the description of Babylon and actually the harlot of Babylon and Tyre. Rome is being pictured in Revelation as really kind of the Tyre of its day. Tyre centrally located so that it's on the east coast of the Mediterranean, just sort of north of Israel along the coastline. And sitting right in the Mediterranean, it was a hub for all kinds of trade. Tarshish, which is mentioned here, it goes all the way west to Spain, and then all of the lands of the Assyrians and the Babylonians and the Persians, even the Persians are mentioned here, that goes all the way to the east of present-day Iran. That's kind of the world as those people would have understood it at that time. Of course, you did have civilizations at the time in India and in China, but there's some evidence that there may have even been some trade with those through what we call the Silk Road that was coming into the very eastern part of what is Persia and Babylon. But anyway, Tyre sits in the middle. Tyre's the hub. And all the trade sort of flows through Tyre. Well, Rome was that economically in its day. Yes, Rome was the empire, and Rome was the military might, but Rome was also the economic hub. It was said that all roads lead to Rome, because Rome had built this very impressive network of roads that connected everything, and it all flowed into and out of Rome, at least for a period of time. Well, this is before you had any sort of major network of roads, and so what you have is the city that sits on the coast can do all the maritime trade. Well, Rome also sits on the coast, and it could do maritime trade. So there's a lot of parallels here. What's the application for us? What's the point for us? Well, Tyre is wealthy, sophisticated, gifted, connected, blessed, impressive, the envy of much of the rest of the world. And when it fell disastrously. Nebuchadnezzar subdued Tyre so that it was no longer this powerful, independent, wealthy kingdom unto itself. It became swallowed up and part of the Babylonian Empire. That was stage one of its downfall. It lost its independence, it lost its sort of prominence of position, although it remained an important trading center, but it was now sort of absorbed into the Babylonian Empire. Alexander the Great came along later and completely destroyed it. And that was it. Over the centuries, we've seen great important economic centers rise and fall. In the first century, when Revelation was written, that was Rome. Later, during the time of the Renaissance, it was Venice and other city-states in the northern part of Italy, where you had bankers and merchants that were sort of controlling the trade from the Middle East in and out of Europe, and they were fabulously wealthy. The house of the Medicis in Florence, very, very wealthy and powerful and well-connected. Today, of course, that's America. America is the most powerful military, but also the most powerful economic trade hub of the world. And we have trade that comes and goes out of America in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and everything from all over the world comes to America, and so much of what's made in America goes to all the rest of the world. And it's also the headquarters of the most influential, large, powerful multinational corporations. It's technology corporations like Apple and Microsoft and Amazon and Google and Facebook and all of these. They're just, that's America. When you are wealthy and when you are powerful and when you are educated and gifted, you think that you are the most important thing in the world and that you will last forever. And Ezekiel 27 says no. Doesn't matter how strong you are, doesn't matter how powerful, wealthy, educated, sophisticated, they had the best technology, they had the best merchandise, they had the best network. It doesn't matter. If God decides to judge you, you will find out very soon how small and how weak you are. So, Christian, don't set your hope on anything in this world. Don't buy up Tesla stock and think, oh, that's going to be my nest egg for retirement. That's my financial security. I'm putting my eggs in the Elon Musk basket. You know, it's okay to have like investments and things like that, but your hope has to be in the Lord. Your expectation for your security has to rest in the Lord, because all of the things that are in this world, whatever it is, are temporary. They come, they go. But the Word of God stands forever. The kingdom of God stands forever. The same God who spoke to Ezekiel here is the same God moving throughout the world today. And He is the most important force in the world. His kingdom is the most important thing in the world, even though the world doesn't even pay attention to it or care. Every once in a while, you get a special interest story about some religious group. For the most part, who cares? It's got nothing to do with what the world's pursuing. But God's purposes stand when human purposes fall. Let's pray. Father, you are the eternal, holy, sovereign one. There is no one who can compare with you, and there is certainly no one who can compete with you. You are singular in power, in glory, in influence, the things that you are doing will stand forever. So help us align our hearts, our goals, our ambitions, our lives with your purposes, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that is Ezekiel 27 about Tyre. We have another chapter about Tyre tomorrow on tap for Ezekiel 28. Join me for that, and have a blessed day in the Lord.